Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ideal Sound. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriter and sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Lily B, and today we are going to talk about what does it mean, what does Psalms 23 and 4 mean? It reads, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. So we are going to be talking about the shadow, what is the valley of the shadow of death this morning? Amen. We all get kind of afraid when we hear the word death, but there is no reason to fear. Amen. Psalms 23 and 4 means, it's a symbolic meaning, a description of the world. Meaning darkness and death are symbolic valleys on earth one must walk through that is part of the human experience. It is also a very dangerous place. Amen. I think we all would agree right now that we are in a dangerous place and a dangerous time. We would all agree in this time that the world is a dangerous place. More than ever, but it's a great comfort in knowing God is with us continually. His presence lets us know he is our protection and provision and a guidance. Guidance is always available to his children. Amen. We have so many things going on. We could just look around us. We have the pandemic. We have storms. We have fires. So we are in a very dangerous time. Amen. This is a somber passage, but carries the assurance that the Lord protects his sheep and fills their days with his blessings. This passage is different from the first three verses where it talks about the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. These are the first two verses. But we are focusing on verse 4 today. From this, the first three verses by addressing the Lord. David is addressing the Lord. In the next verse, which is verse 4 through 6, David is talking to the Lord. And let's listen at what David is saying. David celebrates the protection and guidance of God. Shepherds guard their sheep are guarded by a skilled shepherd. God is our skilled shepherd, and we are his sheep. Amen. We are led to food, water, and protected from harm. In the same way, David praises God for giving him peace, and the knowledge of God's protection and provisions are a great comfort. So it's a good thing for us to know God gives us peace right now in these situations, if you are his children, that is beyond our understanding. It keeps you from falling into fear, anxiety, depression. All these things are part of what's going on right now. God's protection and provisions are a great comfort. This Psalms incorporates the themes of supply, defense, assurance, and care from God. And as we can look around us, we can all see these things are happening to us. God is protecting us. God is keeping us in our right mind. God is carrying us through this valley of death. And it's symbolic. We're talking about the things that are going on around us, the darkness, the chaotic situations that are going on around us. And God is still keeping us in the peace beyond understanding. Amen. The rod and the staff are also the way God protects us. The rod is used for correction and rescuing. A shepherd in Bible times carried a rod and a staff to protect his sheep. The rod was a short, thick, heavy stick, similar to what the modern day people would call a baton. This was worn at the shepherd's belt. The staff was a long, lightweight pole with a curved end, a crook the shepherd used to move and examine the sheep at evening when they returned to the fold. And we can also see how God moves us out of situations, how he brings us out of situations, how he counsels us. He keeps a watch over our soul continually. Amen? So we can all be assured that God is watching over us. But you have to qualify for God to be able to watch over you. You must be a child of God. Not that he don't love everybody, but you got to be in the camp where the protection is. Amen? The shepherd used to move, count, and examine the sheep at evening when they returned to the fold. So when we are lying in our bed at night, the angels of protection are hovering over us. I remember that song where it say, all night and all day, the angels are watching over me. So think about that. When we are asleep at night in a defenseless position, the angels of God is watching over our soul. Amen? Both the rod and staff were used to protect the sheep. David trusts the Lord to protect him just as a shepherd protects his sheep from attacking animals. Just as God protects us today from any disruption in our life, we don't have to worry about the storms of life, physically and spiritually. Like Laura was a storm of life. It disrupted a lot of things. It tore up a lot of things. But God kept watch over our souls. And now we are being addressed by another situation that's coming up on the land. Amen? So God is still protecting us. He is still moving on our behalf. He is still keeping our minds sound so we won't fall apart. Just like he is keeping our mind through this pandemic situation. There are so many things that we can see God, we can see the hand of God is moving over this earth. Amen? Regardless of what you think, God is still in control. He have not left the wheel. He's still operating. Amen? And if we know God, we have confidence in knowing that he is watching over us. God protects us from any disruption in our lives. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is with the believers at all times. The good shepherd. He is all the way. Jesus is with us when we walk over the ground. As surely as he is with us beside still water. You know, still water is calm and smooth. And God is right there when the water is calm and smooth. But when the storm rolls up and it's smooth against our life, God is still there. And we got to trust and believe and know God is there with us regardless of where we are. If we are under the land or if we are on top of the land. If we are walking in quiet times, if we're going through wind and rain, God is still there. It's so important that we as believers understand and know God has never left us, and he will never leave us, and he has never forsaken us. Amen. Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. This verse is found in John 10 and 28. You have to understand and know that nobody can pluck you out of God's hand. If you're in his hand, you're in his hand, and he will is going to protect you. His blood, the blood of Jesus, is over our lives continually. So don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed by what you see going on around us. The word of God say, don't be perplexed or complex by all the situations that's going on around you. Stay calm and realize God is still in control. God has promised. God is still in control. God has promised. Why he is still in control the seasons of our lives. And you know, we go through different seasons in our lives, just like we have the seasons like spring, summer, fall, and winter. Our lives are the same way. We have seasons in our lives. Certain things are going on in our lives. I always like to say the springtime is when we are young and energetic and have lots of energy. God is still there. The summer of our lives is getting, we are still here, but we have some malfunction sometimes, but we are still in good standing. Amen. And then you have to recognize the seasons of your life. Like me, I am in the fall season of my life, and my life has not with my my leaf has not withered, because God tells me that I am like a tree. We are like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in its season. So we won't have no abnormal fruit. We won't abort our fruit if we are by the rivers of water. And when you think about it, if you plant it, listen to me, if you plant it, that means you got roots in the ground. You ain't just on the surface. You got roots way down in the soil that's holding on to the word of God. And if you are rooted and grounded in the word of God, you are going to bear fruit in your season, and it won't wither. I am 72 years old, and I thank God for every one of those years. But I thank God that I'm really planted by the rivers of water. There's evidence, because I'm still moving. I'm still walking. I'm still proclaiming the word of God. I'm still living life to the full. I am happy and joyful every day because I know who my Savior is, in the name of Jesus. That's why he tells us he will never leave us or forsake us. He will not forget us, even in our old age. God protects, and comfort is still present. He does not forget us. We are like those trees that I talked about, planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Everyday pressures and stress, it is a comfort knowing God present is with us through all our storms and disappointments. We are going to have storms. We are going to have disappointments, but it's how you react to those things that lets you know what side you're on. Amen. Be solid and firmly rooted in God's word, and God will provide a way out of all our troubles. Being able to walk through all of our troubles, God gives us divine protection. It is our portion. We will have peace beyond our understanding. God is our strength in weakness. He sustains us continually throughout all the days of our lives. He watches over us, our goings in, our coming out. God is still moving in our lives. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. So that's what Psalms 23 means to me. God is always, always present in our lives. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He doesn't forget us. He is always working in our favor. And it's so important as men and women of God that we know who we are in Christ. if we don't know who we are,